Opinion studies in Britain show almost equal support for staying and remaining in the European Union ahead of a vote on the issue Thursday. British Prime Minister David Cameron made an appeal Tuesday for voters to support staying in the 28-member EU. "Brits don't quit," said Cameron in remarks outside his Downing Street office. He especially appealed to older voters who have been less supportive of the campaign to stay in the EU.
"It will just be you in that polling booth, just you, taking a decision that will affect your future, your children's future, your grandchildren's future."
He added, "They can't undo the decision we take. If we vote out, that's it. It's irreversible." Cameron also spoke to Britons who did not vote for him and may not agree with his policies.
"I know not everyone has been happy with what I've done. But of this, I am convinced. Indeed, of this, every living Prime Minister, whether Labour or Conservative, is convinced. Britain is better off inside the EU than out on our own."
Cameron repeated his view that leaving the EU would harm Britain's economy and national security for many years. He has said the move could eliminate 500,000 jobs and lead to inflation. The British leader's latest comments came as one opinion survey found a small drop in support for EU membership. The poll was carried out by the company Survation. It has the Remain campaign leading with 45%, while Leave got 44%. Other surveys in recent days suggested the race is too close to call. British citizens will participate in the popular vote or referendum on Thursday. The Remain campaign got last-minute support Tuesday from a famous couple, David and Victoria Beckham. In a statement, the international soccer star compared the issue to the importance of a unified team in sports. "We live in a vibrant and connected world where together as a people we are strong. For our children and their children, we should be facing the problems of the world together and not alone." Beckham's wife, Victoria, is a fashion designer and former singer for the Spice Girls. She voiced her support on Instagram. She did so after the Leave campaign used words she spoke in the past to make it seem like she agreed with Britain leaving the EU. "I believe in my country. I believe in a future for my children where we are stronger together, and I support the Remain campaign," Beckham wrote. The Leave campaign says a main reason for Britain to leave the group is increased immigration. It says Britain cannot effectively control the number of immigrants because of current EU rules. As part of its last-minute effort, the anti-EU Independence Party released a poster showing a traffic jam with the message, the school overrun. The party claims immigration has left nearly one-fourth of British primary schools full or overcrowded. U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen spoke about the issue before the Senate Banking Committee. She said if Britain did vote to leave the EU, it could have significant economic repercussions. Yellen was asked whether she thought Britain's departure could cause a recession in the United States. I don't think that is the most likely case, but we just don't really know what will happen, and we will have to watch very carefully. With voting just days away, betting brokers are profiting from the referendum. Last week, gambling bookmaker Skybet gave nearly even odds that Britain would leave the EU. Now, most companies are giving 3-to-1 odds against leave. I'm Brian Lynn.